W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Rare blizzard conditions in California neighborhoods. ABC's Zoreen Shaw in Los Angeles.
There was a moment this week where I walked out of my house. My front lawn was covered with ice pellets. I have lived in Los Angeles almost my entire life. Never seen anything like that.
The storm heads east for Arizona, the plains, then more ice in Michigan. A big shock coming to many who've received a bump in cash benefits under what used to be called food stamps. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Nearly 30 million Americans across the country now bracing for a significant cut in their monthly food stamp benefits. In just days, the federal government ending pandemic-era payments for low-income families on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The expiration date set for March 1st. For the average recipient, it means about $95 less a month for groceries. For others, much more.
After complaints about the railroad sending toxic waste from an Ohio train wreck site to other states, the EPA says it will now handle it. This is ABC News. Some notable high-level panning of China's announced plan to end the war in Ukraine. President Biden, in an exclusive interview with ABC News, not impressed.
I've seen nothing in the plan that would indicate that there is something that would be beneficial to anyone other than Russia if the Chinese plan were followed.
On a trip to Estonia, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg quickly poured cold water on the proposal.
China doesn't have much credibility because they have not been able to condemn the illegal invasion of Ukraine.
The answer, the Secretary General believes, lies solely in continued and increased Western military support to Kyiv. But Brazilian President Lula da Silva is urging countries that aren't involved in the conflict to take up the job of leading talks to restore peace between them.
ABC's Tom Rivers. More than 1 out of 10 people in Mexico suffer from malnutrition, say government health officials. They say it's due to eating too much junk food. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
cold, the darkness is pleasant.
Thank you.
nice. Skeleton trees.
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Mini Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah,
is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees. Right,
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah, yeah,
it might be. I don't
great
know.
Song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not. I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but
that's right. But yeah, they were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing until that album came out. They were
yeah. We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar, beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv. For all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is the Rith Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh!
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia. Comes undone. The writings and words turn daylight into dusk. Searching for an answer you left us.
Heavy with Bad Year. That's brand new off their latest album. Oh, Virginia, I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT Metal and Punk for many years.
And he was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Maxine Gradio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the one behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from the Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from the Skin Tones, and we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Rare blizzard conditions in California neighborhoods. ABC's Zoreen Shaw in Los Angeles.
There was a moment this week where I walked out of my house. My front lawn was covered with ice pellets. I have lived in Los Angeles almost my entire life. Never seen anything like that.
The storm heads east for Arizona, the plains, then more ice in Michigan. A big shock coming to many who've received a bump in cash benefits under what used to be called food stamps. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Nearly 30 million Americans across the country now bracing for a significant cut in their monthly food stamp benefits. In just days, the federal government ending pandemic-era payments for low-income families on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The expiration date set for March 1st. For the average recipient, it means about $95 less a month for groceries. For others, much more.
After complaints about the railroad sending toxic waste from an Ohio train wreck site to other states, the EPA says it will now handle it. This is ABC News.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. That was I Am Dragon. I saw a Facebook memory with I Am Dragon at the Frequency not too long ago. Brought back very fond memories. Blame It on Kane in front of that. Tuna and the Takeaways started that set off with End Up Here. Blame It on Kane. That was a Cherry Pit studio band. They recorded there. Their new album is really good.
Yeah, it is. We just had them in the studio.
We just had them in the studio. And
it's amazing how many of our bands that we had in our staple were recorded at Cherry Pit.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert Realty, Weikert-Lakepoint.com. That's Weichert-Lakepoint.com. They're good friends of yours, Rocker. They got an event coming up, too, don't they?
They do, Jimmy. We're having an art gallery. I happen to be a realtor at Weicker Realtors Lake Point, and that's going to be on February 23rd, a Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., and you know what is kind of crazy? I'm going to feature a ton of Maximum Inc. artwork. We're going to have a bunch of the covers and the magazines out. We're going to let people read it.
I love it when you do this.
And then we're going to have also some artwork from Catherine Capolero from VO5. She's going to have some of her great artwork up there and about five other artists as well on display at the gallery on Atwood Avenue for Weikert Realty.
That's awesome. And thanks to Weikert for helping us help the Madison music scene to promote it, play their music.
New sponsors. And we'll actually we'll be talking to Rob Greether. He's the owner of Weikert Realty, and he'll be in the studio Saturday.
All right. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Rocker, we got to take care of some sad business here. Rockstar death notices.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Jimmy.
Dude.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Remo Redding, he was from the band, a guitar player out of Milwaukee, Waukesha area. He was with the band Dad the Plow, most recently, I believe, and then Victims of Voodoo and plenty of other bands. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting some of his music, and we'll play some next week for us.
Man, I did not know him, so I'm unfamiliar. But thanks for letting us know about that. It's always sad news.
Well, you know what? You missed them, Jimmy, because they used to play a lot with Subatomic from around Madison. And so they used to share a lot of shows often between Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Dad the Plow, Subatomic, and some of those bands.
Nice. An old Madison band that has a big show coming up is the Skin Tones.
Oh, yeah.
They were just in the studio not too long ago as well. With the we tracked through the entire album. Or no, this song. Had a great conversation with Pete and Tony. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon saying goodbye to the Pimps. Skin Tones' new CD, The Pimps Are Hanging It Up. Also, Wristwatch is playing. We should get the Pimps on Max Inc. Radio, dude.
That would be fun, Jimmy.
It sure would. Here are the Skin Tones, their new one, Played in America. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.